And John, that's where the Sox are at right now. I mean, Matt Thornton came in. He looked like the big guy who could do it. He had the nasty fastball. He could be this overpowering guy, and it hasn't worked out for him. And most of the runs have been unearned. I think he has one earned run to the blown three saves. But the fact of the matter is, 8 hits and 3 2/3. Now, if you're Ozzie Guillen and Kenny Williams, how long do you go before you say, okay, we went into the season with options, whether it's Chris Sale or Sergio Santos or Jesse Crane? How long do you go before you're starting to let the team down a little bit?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. That's the toughest job for a manager. How long do you leave a guy in a lineup when he's struggling? When do you change the lineup? And from a bullpen standpoint, you've got to have that area, that back end of the rotation, really strong and confident. Now, you know, probably too many hits to give up in that short period of time, but the unearned runs, those happen. There's times where you could really do your job and still not get the save and have a blown save next to you. And I think it comes down to, you know, giving him a few more chances. If he's throwing the ball well, and then you've got Sale down there, a young left-hander who's been nasty, you know, maybe a breather here and there. But the most important part and the most underrated part of a ball club is the confidence of your closer. And you could put your closer in some unwinnable, unsavable situations, and that could add to the demise of a bullpen. So a manager's job has to do with psychology of your bullpen. It has to do with how many times you use them, how many times you get them up. And having been down there, I would have never experienced that part of it until I did it for the first time. And I can tell you, it's an underappreciated role, and it's an underappreciated part on your club. And those guys have to get up. They have to have their best stuff every time they get up. A starter can work his way out of trouble, can work his way deep into a game and not have his best stuff, but a closer can't. And, you know, the one thing about about baseball is that the ninth inning, we don't play against time. The ninth inning, I don't think there's one hitter that ever gives in a bat away. He might get a bat away in the fifth inning, might not concentrate as much, might not be as locked in. But in the ninth, everybody knows what's at stake, and they're locked in, and that's the nature of the beast, and that's why you got to be you got to have a bad memory as a closer, and you got to be able to go out there and one hitter at a time get them out.